Ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You scary. I don't like how close I am to our guests. I need a little
You're elbow. Only close to one of them. That's what makes it weird.
It's real. It looks like I was jammed out.
It's like, if it's jammed, like we've been there, but it's like you jammed with one and the other one got room. Oh, it's got like, room. What's going on?
I slid over. I just want to see
you. Let me get my little shit together. Ladies and gentlemen, we got two great guests today. One that was here last week and his Uber didn't come yet. So
he's been here the whole time. 7 days straight, same outfit.
Uber did come.
We left and we turned the lights off.
To my immediate right, ladies and gentlemen, we have actor, content creator, comedian, father, Mr. Jay Washington from Chicago in the building.
Right.
And to my immediate left, Malcolm's here.
Let's go, Malcolm.
I'm not spending no more time giving Malcolm these illustrious as intros, and then when it's time for him to give his Instagram, he's like, I don't care if you follow me.
I don't.
And he won't give his Instagram. I have to say Verbal Be Rapping because he won't do it on his own. So
that's what it is.
Jay Washington, I forgot to give one of your accolades and one of your crafts, one of your pastimes, one of your I guess I could even say your career choices. You are a semi-pro wrestler as well.
Yeah, I was for 22, 23 years.
You would call 23?
First of all.
You would call 20 backs?
20 back? Okay. That's how we start.
I wouldn't fight a nigga named 20 backs.
I don't want to be a nigga named 20 backs.
do we have...
Oh, that's what y'all was sending.
Yeah.
Now I know how you got the nickname.
Let me tell you something.
That's a legit. Okay, that's sleeves, not a legit photo, but that first one was a legit.
Sleeves
photo.
Tremble when they see Jay walking to JCPenney. It ain't a safe sleeve around when Jay Washington walking to a clothing store.
I didn't know this.
All right, let's.
Yo, a sleeve killed his mama. Never again.
No other sleeves.
Yeah, it's like Batman. Vengeance on every sleeve that has ever been created.
These right here, they had to succumb to me.
Yeah, that made aluminum. Is that what?
Adamantium.
Aluminum.
At a minimum is three jackets.
He got a sleeve picture on his wall and he throw darts at it.
Just a sleeve. Hey, that don't put the sleeve.
He do a size
against the sleeve.
One day.
I shall go avenge.
I will find you, sleeve.
I gotta ask.
Rip you off.
Wrestling name. Intro music and finishing move.
Let's go.
Wrestling name, the Urban Gladiator, Jay Washington. It used to be the Urban Gladiator Trauma. When I stopped and moved out to Los Angeles, I wasn't wrestling at first for a couple of years. Then I got back in it, and I was like, I can't be Trauma any fucking more. You know what I'm saying? I was like, so I
but
just
you could still be Urban?
The Urban Gladiator, damn right. And so I kept that.
UG.
And then as far as intro music, I went through so many different ones. The most recent one I was using before I got this personalized one, I was using the instrumental to Whoop That Trick. From, you know what I'm saying? It was always a good one. It's always a good one.
Yeah.
Finishing move, suspending your Nagi is called Welcome to Chirac.
Wait. What was the move itself, though?
So you pick up a person, cross, put them, like hold them this way, take them, spin their body, and lay them out flat.
Now, I had him on my panel at Comic-Con at Mike Black, another comic. He was like, please do your finishing move on Mount.
Yep.
Yo, you saw it?
He almost did. I picked him up. Every
how'd you hit? How'd you slam him on the floor?
No, I didn't slam. I just swung him.
He gently nestled me back.
That's what I'm saying. Malcolm
in the air. Because I could have. Because I know Malcolm was like, well, this is happening. You ever have a moment you like, well, fuck it. I just got to let this go.
Yeah.
And that's what Malcolm was like.
Malcolm was like,
That's mad interesting. I've only met like five wrestlers in my life.
Yeah, man.
I don't know where y'all be hanging at.
Wrestlers just in secret.
Where's the chill zone for wrestlers?
Yeah.
Wherever a bar is, pretty much. All right.
Well, then I've met some wrestlers.
You've met some wrestlers.
Have you ever made yourself in like a creator wrestler mode?
No. So that's I've never made myself, but a bunch of people have made me. I get tagged a lot from
you
people.
You have to pay extra? No.
What the fuck does that even mean? For
the size of the character, do they have to buy like two skins?
You gotta get more fucking
more terrible.
That's DLC.
That's a DLC to make me.
Has anybody ever reported their TV falling off of being too heavy? Wow.
Not big on big violence.
Big on big. What is Roach? Nah, man. I've had people who like who tagged me in it, and they'll tag me in pictures on the gram and stuff like that of it. And so
you've it's never made yourself though? That's crazy.
I don't own a video game system.
And never have?
No.
Never have?
Why not? I'm broke. Let's just do it. I'm a struggling artist and father of two, one in college and one turning 11 tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Anytime I've ever had the money to try to do something for myself like that, it always goes to them.
Why are we taking career advice from you then?
Huh?
Why are we taking career advice from you then if you're going to be broke? You know what I mean?
First of all, why are you my friend is the question.
I don't know.
I mean, you have these moments.
It's not for money.
It's not. It clearly is not. We were at a spot at Comic-Con. We were chilling, me, him, another one of our homies, right? And then him and the homie was talking about something. They was looking at who paying for it. There were two of them. And then Malcolm said, well, it for sure ain't him.
Like, he's just so rude.
He's so rude. I mean,
you can't do that if you're rich.
That's just mean. That's how he does. He's like, it ain't him. I'm rich. I'm like, well, Jesus.
Let me tell you who talked down to me. Okay, remember President Palmer from 24?
Yeah.
What's his face?
The Allstate dude.
Haysbert.
Oh, what?
Haysbert. So we
the main Allstate guy, yeah. The big black dude.
We do dear white people together, right? And we all have a dinner together, right? And my thing is, I like to pay for dinner sometimes, you know, when I'm feeling myself. And I go, I'll pay for dinner. And he goes, put your per diem away. In his Allstate voice. Put your per diem away.
Not the per diem.
I said, you disrespectful.
That's crazy.
I said, if you don't major league,
put your per diem away. Jesus.
Flexing with your per diem is kind of funny.
I can top that. Okay. Me and Malcolm are hanging out.
Everyone has a bad Malcolm story? Yeah.
Me and Malcolm are hanging out. I said, yo, I'm hungry. I'm going to go grab one of these pastrami sandwiches at Cantor's. Right? So we go over there. Like, I'll get one with you. Like, boom, they're making the sandwiches. I was like, I got to pay for it. He's like, here, put your card away. I'm rich. I was like, nigga, I can afford a pastrami sandwich. He's like, we live different lives. I said, what does that mean? He said, okay, where do you book a room at? I was like, I don't know, Priceline, whatever. He's like, yeah, see, you do it when you have to. I will just show up at a hotel and be like, here's my card. I'm sleepy. I don't even have to need it to hear. I just do.
That's not even smart.
That's not fiscally responsible.
I don't have to be.
I got a story.
We were going around the room.
We were just out there making a drink, and he was like, he was like, it's nice to meet you, man. And I was like, you've been on this show before. This nigga didn't even know who I was.
No. Like, you I was on like, the show.
I was like, damn, man, I like you. he was like, it's really good to finally meet you, man.
I feel like it was superficial up until now.
It wasn't real.
I've been making impressions, right?
I feel like we really vibed today or last week. I feel like we really vibed and it was different the first
time. She said last week.
We're going to kick this intro song off just like this, ladies and gentlemen.
That's bad funny.
The worst place for that to happen is in a place where you can't go anywhere. Like if that happens at a party, you'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And you can walk off and go like, to another party, right?
My Uber's here.
No.
I think it's worse at his workplace.
At his job.
He is a staple.
This is where it was.
Are we about
like,
to go back in there?
At a party, you could walk away. But here, he just had to sit.
He just got
to
look.
And it came on another episode.
Oh, okay. I was like, all right, we're about to do another one.
You know, it's so good to meet you.
Now, listen, if he do it again right after this one, you should punch him.
Yeah, you got carte blanche.
That'd be crazy. Hey, man. Nice meeting you, bro.
Solid working there, man. I enjoyed working with you.
I met this dude. I used to see him at parties, I guess, all the time from friends of mine. And then, like, I guess this is like the fifth, seventh time I met the dude.
And he was like, so what's my name? And I go,
well, that's a dick move.
I go, Michael. He goes, no. I go, well, fuck you then.
How you gonna get mad at this?
He shouldn't have said, well, what's my name? Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Like, if you don't know them, you know that.
Put me on the spot like that. God damn, bro. Well, fuck you then. Well,
fuck you then is a hilarious and inappropriate response.
Oh, that made it better.
Like, it didn't matter. It
didn't make it worse.
Fair.
That was a producer, and he passed on you, secretly in a meeting.
You was up for a role you didn't even know about.
That's why I didn't get my Emmy for Fargo.
That's just
it was like, Malcolm? No, not him.
What's the one that looks like him?
Oh, shit. You familiar with the rules of our freestyle?
I am absolutely not.
Okay, so we just try to rhyme. Damn internet, you scary with something. So damn internet, you scary. Got a bad bitch named Harry. She's like,
whoa, time out for a second. Why is a bad bitch named Harry?
She's comes from a Scandinavian.
Yeah, family. Yeah. You know
okay,
that.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's a last name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Juniper Harry. It's the last name.
Juniper.
Like
that was on deck of your head.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like
Juniper
Jin.
Harry.
And Jin is made with Juniper.
Juniper Berries. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I see what you did
there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
What's up, birds?
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Malcolm found the beat.
Ba-dum,
yeah, I was so confused. Ba-dum,
I was too.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Yeah. Knock your shit on this beat like I had dairy. You now watching damn internet, you scary. We cuddle in with this chick, Nestler. I'm sitting right next to a wrestler. He gon' powerbomb your ass. Came through with a powerbombing task. I'ma pass it on cause I don't make no damn sense. Hey Jay, tell me what's the rant?
The rant is damn internet, you scary. We switching off wigs like it's movies with Halle Berry. Or Tyler Perry. Shit's like a fairy and just floating around grabbing wishes. Bitches, aren't you hairy? Hairy like what's under Tahir's knit hat.
Oh,
how do you feel? When I bring about that. Or this nigga at the end named Malcolm and he about to do some things gone. Head and rap some.
Yeah, I'ma rap some, plus you know the outcome. They call me verbal, but my name is Malcolm. It's okay, cause you know I make money with the big stacks. But I'll be wrestling, call me Big Back. Call me Big Back. Call me Big Back. Call me Big Back. I want my baby, I want my baby, call me Big Back.
Hey! Big Back off the mouth,
baby!
Hey, imagine laying in a ring.
Chili was like, I'm gonna do
20 big backs, 20 big back ribs.
Imagine being laid out.
The source out the Flintstone.
20 big. You've been turning over cars since the 70s.
Yeah, never.
I would never fight a nigga named Big Back.
Yeah,
I'm a big back. Oh shit, hide your shirts.
Imagine
don't sleeves. Like
sleeves. Hide your
sleeves.
Hide your kids. Hide your sleeves.
It's a sleeve.
They rip arms off everywhere, y'all.
There's an evil no sleeve somewhere petting the cat. Like, Jay Washington. One day I will see the end of you.
An evil sleeve.
Big backs of the
the hairless cat
apocalypse. I will sleeve the whole world. Nigga, my sleeve army, come. Are you ready for a vengeance?
Turn around in a swivel chair, like I've been expecting you, Jay.
It ain't nothing but a sleeve.
How'd you turn the chair around?
What are you rubbing the cat with? Like just a hand.
I'm part of the sleeve.
Oh, my God.
This is what AI is for.
Oh, this is so
somebody
dumb.
Animate all of it.
Yes, this is fantastic. Okay, man,
Big
love working with my friends.
Back Panther,
Big Back Panther,
Big what?
Big Back Panther.
Yeah, I am Back Panther.
he's in Avengers Eat Game.
Okay, Guardians of the Pack. Internet Ant-Man. Dreadlock ass attorney. No, I'm this now.
Don't take that, Jay. Fight back,
I'm
man.
I'm about to fight this nigga.
Oh, be careful, sleeves.
Hey, this nigga, I am.
Hey, wait, what was the special?
Welcome to Shira.
You said your name is Christopher Sleeves.
What's your regular name?
You about to get welcome to Chirac to this table.
That's what he does.
Do
right
Malcolm again.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Then he does go. Move for you.
What?
You
know? He's pointing at like,
welcome to Chirac, motherfucker. Snatches your sleeves off. Now you get cold. You get pneumonia. You have to get knocked out.
Hey, man, somebody get a 7-Eleven hot dog and just mix the stuff to hear the fuck out, please.
Please.
You fucking see, if you see,
threw it down the hole, I think it's hear me. Just put them back in the room. That's that nigga's kryptonite.
Sonic be going after rings to hear
what happened. Hot dogs. Hot dogs. He got a glizzy beater. He got a loop. The glizzy beater.
That's Mario.
That's Mario. I couldn't let that go. I was like, damn, that's Mario.
Roll it up. I'm waiting. What the fuck's happening?
All right, fuck you guys.
It was more fun with
his villain is Dr. Robot Thick. I don't know. That just came to me towards the end.
Oh shit!
You guys remember Doug? Doug Funny?
Yeah.
You remember Frail Man?
Oh, Frail!
Yo,
Frail Man! You know, he had that little belt on the top of it. Pat's belt ran around 16 times. Look,
if I had a scarf on, that shit would have been. I would have taken
hard.
It off.
Hard.
Cause I be tying it like Quail Man.
You know, you be like, I've been doing it tonight. I'm doing this shit.
Thank God. Thank God. Something told me not to wear that shit today.
Oh, it'll come back.
Oh, God.
All right, we got some crazy stories we found on the internet. What's the first one? I think we had one from last week.
Ooh, shark.
Ooh,
yeah. I got that pulled up.
All right, shark.
So scientists are baffled because an 8-foot shark was eaten whole by a mysterious predator.
Where was Tahir?
And I have
Of course, when I have on the gray, he gets this good ass joke off.
It's more like yum 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 yum
yum yum yum yum yum yum yum yum yum yum
yum yum yum yum yum yum
yum yum
yum yum yum yum yum yum yum yum yum yum.
You said this video? I have a video of a girl talking about it.
Oh, oh no.
Of me? You thought it was me?
There was 5 freckles floating in the water.
Just 5?
That's the only evidence. No evidence of the shark, just 5 freckles.
If he said she had a video of a girl talking, it was Pat in a bikini. He just kept fixing his butt. He was like, I saw some freckles and I didn't know what to think. My top almost came off when I leaned over.
Oh,
oh
shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. This is an ignorant episode. Man. You kicked it off. No, fuck you. Don't say my name, whore. You kicked it off.
Whore?
Whore.
That's how you know. Whore. You know somebody bad when they go. Whore.
I heard somebody named Meg was in the water.
Yes.
We having company. We having company, baby.
You know how, like,
for something to eat an 8-foot shark whole, it has to be at least 3 times as big.
Yeah. How do they know it's whole?
Hang grab on, grab your headset.
Okay.
Let's listen to, she gives more detail.
Okay. Here we convince me the megalodon is not still alive after reading this article that was published by shark researchers today. Apparently, there was an 8-foot shark that was consumed whole by another shark, but they are not spilling all the fucking details. This shit was so astronomical and out of the fucking question that it has multiple researchers baffled. They are saying
she fine,
they don't
but
know
she seemed
why
crazy.
Or
I was thinking the same
thing. Another shark that was 8 feet could have been like consumed, but they believed it was consumed by another type of shark. Here is the article that just came out today, September 3rd, and the headline reads, researchers are shocked after an 8-foot shark is eaten by a predator, but who's the culprit? A team of scientists from Arizona, Oregon, and Rhode Island had been tracking a pregnant poor beagle shark for hundreds of miles from New England to Bermuda when it was killed. Side note, it would be a crazy ass statement to say that the megalodon was hiding in the Bermuda, but
Yo, but why? Wow. Why was they just tracking the shark? He was like, "Hey, we ain't got no home."
Because the shark was pregnant. The 8-foot shark was pregnant. They were tracking that shark. Stuff.
Listen, so that was
the killer not only like killed that shark, but he killed the baby. Killed the babies too.
Poor bagel.
I liked her. She had a genuine interest. Mm-hmm. I thought she was talking bull when it started.
Yeah, but now she's doing shit.
But she was fine. But there's, you know, like. You know, you look at somebody and you're like, there's something behind them eyes.
There's something behind it.
Like, it was like a little, like, she might stab me, but she fine.
It felt like the reason behind it all was the juice. Kind of shark.
No,
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 that's not the one.
No, oh, no, that ain't it. No, no,
I wouldn't say it.
No, no wait, poor no, beagle. How big
so
do they get?
But poor beagle who washed up on shore.
How big do they get? Oh, wait, the poor beagle.
The one that was swallowed was 8 feet, and this is an 8-foot shark.
That bitch on out.
Do we know? Are there things we know about that can eat this? Are we just jumping to Megalodon?
I mean,
how big is great white? Or
that was a lot of hyperbole to jump to a Megalodon, but something swallowed, and they think another shark swallowed this a shark whole 8-foot.
But how do how do they know a shark ate it whole?
Can't like great white, not great white, killer whales and shit, and orcas do that. Aren't they big enough?
They bite it up.
Yeah, they would
swallow it.
Oh, okay.
They're
not swiping.
But how do they know it was swallowed whole?
So in other words, there's the superhead.
You got it.
There's a superhead of the sea that people got to figure out.
Like, I wonder. So the scientists that was swallowing
that shark, Corinne Evans.
Corinne Stephens.
I imagine I knew it exactly.
Yeah,
she's a legend.
Is that superhead?
Yeah. See.
Okay.
Even when you call about a real name. So I wonder if the original shark that they were tracking, I wonder if it had like a device on it so they were able to keep
up with it. Yeah, in order to keep up with it.
Yeah.
It could have been a giant. No,
so they were following it for 5 months and hundreds of miles as it traveled from New England to Bermuda. Advertisement.
And then one of the devices that they had on it got higher than normal temperature readings.
USI, some hot shit right now.
You could have just.
I love the scientist.
I think he's inside some hot shit right now.
Could have just been listening to Nelly.
I thought about doing it, but I didn't want to. I thought about it.
I didn't know they couldn't.
The shark got an Apple Watch.
They can track the temperature.
Say the shark, they had a Band-Aid on.
If it's got that tracker in it, I guess they would like. Yeah. They usually put it on a dorsal fin, don't they?
I always thought it was just a GPS thing. I didn't know they could do temperature, but apparently it had spikes of heat when it was still deep in cold ocean, which meant that some other animal had eaten their subject. Yeah.
We
knew the tag was inside a warm-blooded creature, and we knew that it wasn't a whale or mammal because mammals are much warmer than that.
Man,
but I don't see how they know it was eaten whole and by a shark.
I'm guessing they didn't because
there's no remnants.
A mako or
and there's only certain types of predators that shark. Animals.
I've always said this: the ocean in itself is the scariest shit in the world because we don't know.
It's scarier than space, too.
Yeah, because it's like it's a bunch of shit down there. I've seen the movie Aquaman twice. Like, well,
and that's the other thing is that
that was the research.
That is not your argument,
Jason
right there.
Momoa. And after that,
down and he had a whole bunch of vicious people.
No, but I agree with you because the difference between space and the sea is that we've only explored a little bit of the ocean, but we have unexplored, of the sea, but we have unexplored ocean, and we know how many different species are in there, which means there's so many different species we still haven't seen.
And every time, like, we'll have those underwater cameras that may be on the floor of the ocean, like, you'll see a few things, and all of a sudden the camera's gone. Like, something snatches it up.
And there's a bunch of, like, scientists, scuba divers who have encountered sea creatures that we haven't encountered.
Yep.
Like, you'll hear stories and they're like, yeah, I encountered, like, we're on, you know, we've built, like, societies and structures structures under the sea. And they're like, yeah, I encountered this huge type of fish. Blah,
we built societies out of the sea?
Structures.
Okay, gotcha.
Don't act like you know stuff.
And you said both. I was just
well, verifying. We've built. I would guess like underwater space station, like
underwater space station.
Yeah.
Why would it be called a space station?
Equivalent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
You're leaving a lot of words out, so I'm trying to follow.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm worried about the listeners. So
I didn't
want
to say too many words because you wouldn't be able to pronounce them. So I didn't want that to be a thing. So I just used like a common thing.
He had a knife behind the knife.
Like an uncle that got his life together. after years of alcohol abuse.
Well, first off, that's accurate.
Second, you look like you were a huge rapper in the 90s.
Like, hey. I don't appreciate that emphasis that you put on you. I don't think that was my success.
Like, that didn't mean like, popularity.
That still goes hard and gets sampled a lot.
It'd be like when you see Big Pun skinny and you'd be like, oh, I didn't know. Oh, he's been in the gym. Oh, look at Gunna.
Oh, that's what Loon been doing. Okay,
look at Gunna.
Look at Loon.
All
right.
Yeah. You got a baby got back type energy historically.
Did you guys serve?
You almost died on that sentence.
You got it, baby. Baby, baby got. I didn't
mean this is like a roast session between two senior citizens. It's like they both fumble, and you're like, okay. Oh, he got it out. He got it out. Okay. Congratulations to you. Okay. He said the whole thing.
Guys. Aye, aye, order.
Okay, right.
I don't know if it's one of my stories on this episode, but I did send Hippie. It was an article or video about dark oxygen.
I love that.
I just
that.
Heard about that.
Yeah.
I can pull it up.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So yeah. It's a phenomenon that they're just now finding out about. There are creatures in the deep ocean where we haven't really explored that much of who are breathing this dark oxygen. And this oxygen evidently can be absorbed through their gills and they don't have to come up.
They don't have to come up.
Now, is it just creatures or I believe it was some type of mineral or rock that was also...
That was the rock produces it.
That is
producing the rock produces
it. The composition of it is different than regular
oxygen. Yeah, so I have a video. So basically, like, what we know that produces oxygen is through photosynthesis. Mm-hmm. But now oxygen is being produced by a rock.
By rocks.
And, well, wait, but I thought that in the ocean...
Somewhere there's a crackhead going crazy. Oh, shit.
Well, seaweed is
plants. I can smoke and breathe.
They're saying rocks are producing oxygen.
It's a certain type, but it's a certain type of rock.
Dark rock.
Yeah, it's a certain rock.
Dark oxygen.
Yeah. Just got weirder, and it's making waves in the scientific world. Ooh, scientists just recently discovered, kind of on accident, something called dark oxygen. These unassuming rocks produce oxygen without sunlight. It seems almost science fiction, because up until right now, we thought the only oxygen factory here on Earth was photosynthesis via living organisms. The idea that oxygen can come from a non-living mineral in complete darkness is bonkers and completely turns our current understanding of how oxygen is made on its head. So how the heck are these rocks producing oxygen? They reconstructed the seafloor environment in a lab and then tested the water. And they even took it one step further by poisoning the water with mercury chloride to get rid of any microbes. The oxygen levels still increased. That means that dark oxygen isn't a biological process, it's a geological one, which is beyond not so cool. But that still doesn't answer the question of how this is happening. Well, it looks like the metals in these rocks are acting like natural geo batteries and are potentially splitting seawater into hydrogen and oxygen through a process called seawater electrolysis. Right now, it's not crystal clear why the nodules produce oxygen, but what we do know is that approximately half of the deep sea megafauna cataloged in the CCZ was found only on nodules. Dark oxygen and electric rocks are rewriting textbooks.
Let me ask y'all a real question.
Aquatic white supremacists are going crazy right now.
How long into the video before you didn't know what the fuck she was talking about? Did you make it like 30 seconds?
You know, like with 45? Stuff like that, I like to just hear them say the stuff. Yeah. And then I try to find context clues way later because she was just like, this chomp to Fonaba
and the CCG.
And then way later, she was just like, how crazy is that? That this is happening so deep. And I'm like, oh, okay.
All right, now I follow you. Look, I'm under my glasses, like, these niggas know what's going on. I lost about 15 seconds ago.
I don't know keywords because flora and fauna, that's animal and plant life.
Oh, I thought that was the two chicks from the Addams Family movie.
Wednesday.
No, the first movie. Never mind. You know
okay.
what?
Gotcha.
That's okay. Yeah. That's all right.
They all can't be. They all,
I'm still with you.
Yeah. Okay.
So science. And then so.
So science. What fuck you? Oh, that was for you. That is not
no. But yeah, that's all. And then the idea that oxygen as a process can happen through something that
geologically is instead of biologically,
yes, as opposed that's through a living organism, it's happening based off of the world and Earth around us.
Well, also, you know, there are certain sea creatures that do illuminate. They have a natural illumination process,
and that's the biological
thing. Yeah. So couldn't that light, it seems so deep, but like that light could be a part of it or something like that, because these creatures illuminate the bottom of the ocean floor. So it's a whole bunch of, science was always my shit.
Bioluminescence, yes. Right, which is the process by which an organic animal or a living creature creates light through its own processes. This is different because it seems to be breaking down H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, which is the electrolysis process. So it's a natural mineral breaking down water to create oxygen, which is a new thing.
I like how you put those words together. Like, you knew what you were talking about. I don't see the side of you often, so
it doesn't play the camera.
It doesn't play the camera that well.
But it's scary because it's like a lot of people think like, oh, we just learned this. This is new, but it's like this has probably been happening.
Of course,
which
that's
means
how the aliens walk around on the ocean.
There's so many animals that have just been from like the bottom of the ocean to just here. And we know about the animals that have been like here to here because they need some type of like they need to go up for air, or they need sunlight or something like that. Mm-hmm. So now it's just like, OK, if they've been making dark oxygen at the bottom, who knows what's brewing down there?
Again, that's that whole you have sea creatures that can handle the pressure of the ocean all and just come back up normally and go back down. Never be crushed anything like that.
Right.
So, of course, they, you know, it's like they don't have to breathe all this, but they're flares that work underwater. So it's like you can possibly have those things start happening for different type of phosphorus underwater, et cetera, et cetera. There's so much that can happen there.
You know, there's another video of somebody actually taking one of those rocks and putting it in their mouth and actually breathing underwater with it.
No.
Oh, the underwater breathing crystals. We did an episode on that.
Yeah. Show me that.
I was real. I was lying.
But
I was
lying. I didn't know
that. That seemed like a lie.
But I don't know if that's exactly what, but we did an episode with
Y'all weirdly worked together to sell us on this.
Great. Hey, fact that the shock until her face, to your face was like,
what's funny is the rocks, we found that out, but still like 5 billionaires can't survive under like a couple.
Yeah, that's what happens when you use a PlayStation 2 controller.
Depths of water.
I don't give a fuck about them.
They had so much. They had way too much money to do that.
Yeah. Die 42 more times. You Titanic ass niggas.
Yeah.
You Titanic ass niggas.
That's evil.
They showing like the records pictures of the
Get out of here.
Playing Crash Bandicoot.
The wreckage of it. Pictures of the records, and it looked like it had like a. Like just a regular nylon strap around it with like a crank.
Oh yeah!
Like they were using a PS5 controller.
It was this like?
Nigga just got his Amazon delivery the day before.
That's crazy.
And hooked up the screen.
About you, you a billionaire and you cutting corners.
That's how it wasn't even like roomy in there. Everybody was like knee to knee, just looking at each other before they died. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But if we circled around and we're facing you guys, that's how big it was.
Real life aquatic.
And then they even said, like, because there's different theories of did they die going down or trying to come back up? Because they say,
I read something that said they died almost immediately after takeoff. Like they went out there and the pressure was they just weren't ready for it, so it was like clunk. So we've spent like. Not we, but like they spent like weeks looking for it,
and it was already gone.
It was done from the beginning.
Knew it was done. We definitely already knew it was done. Because it was like we heard
Media was trying to make it seem like they would save.
Oh yeah, it was gonna be impossible.
That was a big deal. It was like a week before we were like, no, they're dead. But like everybody who like knew the stuff, like the scientists,
if you
like,
know, you know.
Yeah, it was like one of those. Like, no, they dead. If that's what you heard, they dead.
You heard a boop. Click.
Like the signal,
like a big, it was a big can. Like,
it was a week old signal that was like, I think we're dead. I corroborate.
Yeah,
I corroborate.
All right, Blue Chew is one of those companies that's like, damn, I don't know if I need this, and then you try it, and you're like, I'm never not using this.
I'm such a big believer in Blue. I tell all the homies, like, hey man, I know you don't need it, baby, but come on, just give it a try. You get it for free with our promo code. I got to pay $5.
And then you're just like, I'm not doing this without this anymore. I'm not fucking without this.
Yeah. You got to die.
Dick be brick.
We were talking. Okay.
Dick be brick.
The dick be brick.
I was jumping in and
Falcon was about to say something.
No doubt.
What'd you say, hippie?
No, I jumped in at the wrong time. But we were talking about wrestling.
When you bricked up, it's never the wrong time. Yeah. That's why we love
draped up and bricked out. Know what I'm talking about?
You circled Blue back to another ad. That's why we love Blue about. Chew. We got two ads this week.
So we were talking about wrestling earlier with Jay, and there's this guy on Instagram who took like CT and made him into a wrestling character on WWE. Clayton? Yeah, Clayton Thomas. And he did Shantae Wayans, and he did myself as well. And then he did me and Shantae fighting because we did charades, not your family charades every week. Yeah. So I have, if you guys want to see, I have Shantae a video.
Let's see. Yeah.
You can put on your headphones if you want. There's music. That's all.
Oh yeah,
the music perfect.
Lock that music for sure. Is that Shantae on top?
That's definitely Shantae.
Yeah, that's definitely Shantae.
That's somebody
we're
tagged
to.
Okay.
Which one?
That's
Shantae. Hippie is who is you?
That's hippie with the thighs. You see the thighs?
Let's use colors, not thighs.
Mute the music.
Oh, hippie, that's you in the light blue aqua.
But then it would you got
I'll work it out.
Okay.
Wait, is that you in the blue?
Yes.
You know what it is.
Okay. Wow. They made her because we always got a legacy.
Shantae and Hippie. Is that Shantae?
Well, y'all were tagged.
They made y'all women's tag teams. The NXT women's tag.
Okay, so they didn't try to make it look like y'all.
Hippie's gotta look like
her. What he did was
they weren't trying to do like a resemblance.
Yeah, they weren't trying to get realistic.
Usually, when these go viral, it's like, oh, that guy looks like.
He tried. What he did was my clothing. It says "Dirty Hippie," which is a shirt that I sell.
Yeah,
and then
same colors too.
No, because it's like t-shirts or whatever. But then, and then he sent me individual pictures of all the things he made, and it was like an outfit I wore to Marche, which is Shantae's wife, to her bachelorette party. And I was like, this is weird. Then I saw he had done other people. So I was like, he did CT.
No. There's a whole community of people like inserting like creative characters into wrestling games. Yeah. And sometimes it'd be like, damn, that's dope. It looked just like him. And then other times it'd be like,
yeah,
you like wasted your time.
You said like, be like this one.
It's not like a very similar tune.
Is that a word for real?
Very similar to, baby.
Similar to.
Similar to. I want to see if you know how to spell it. No, I'm talking about to here because he was about to start.
Very similar to. V. It starts with a V.
Oh, that's one. That's one word. I thought it was very similar to. I thought it was like.
No. I thought it was just similar to.
Very similar to.
Very similar to.
Oh, yeah. you were killing
at the poetry slams. This nigga was killing at the poetry slams.
That was real? There's really a word?
A real word.
Very. I thought you meant very similar to.
No. That's, I mean, you know what? It's, I forget what it's called, but when a word means a thing that sounds like what you're saying, that's what that is, but that's very similar. It used to mean it comes out of being very similar to.
Yeah, it sounds like very similar to. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
And they just were like, let's just
fuck it. We'll do that.
We'll just make a word out of it that isn't really
that was similar to. Somebody's nephew did that.
That was nuts.
That was absolutely inside.
Finding that out was nuts. Very similar to.
Very similar to.
Very similar to.
It just means a thing that's trying to be similar to a thing.
Word that sounds like what it means.
Onomatopoeia.
Oh, that's like when you be like, when you try to spell like, raw.
Yeah, because there's a villain in DC Comics named Onomatopoeia.
Is that?
Mm-hmm. Let's go. He always says bam, punch, oof, grunt. He says everything he does.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Does that have to do with his powers?
Let's see. His powers are, he's a master marksman.
This is why I hate AI. Okay,
you think they're making this up?
4 out of 7 of those things are true.
You got to figure out which 4. Like, yeah. But no, his gimmick is, it says the sound effects. His gimmick is saying the sound effects of his weapons.
Because there's an AI thing that said about Average Joe,
mm-hmm.
and it says it's created by the guy that created some reality show called mm-hmm. Average Joe from like 1998.
So AI is those AI little Google things may be wrong.
It's like 4 out of 7 correct.
I was really like looking up stuff and being like, oh, okay, this is what we're using AI.
No,
okay.
look up at the first,
that was Malcolm. You saw him.
It says a bunch of bullshit.
Look at Malcolm.
Leon Montgomery.
Where's your beard?
Yeah, man.
Was this a red carpet?
Yeah, like you was going through water, man.
Was that a red? Was that a red carpet?
Who's managing your IMDb? Jesus Christ, man. No one.
It's not a real thing. It's not. Again, it's the internet. It's not.
Wait, normal people could just, not normal, but like regular people.
Yeah, anybody. Yeah. When I was 18 years old, I started messing with people's IMDBs. Yeah.
It's like Wikipedia?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's not a real thing.
But you have to have a,
what?
Okay,
that's
a good
photo.
That's
the only good photo on the screen, though.
No, you don't need to.
Hey, never wear a fedora again.
What they've done, whatever.
Just retire fedoras.
That bottom left, that's when I was just
like,
I'm just
that
high
one?
And appearing.
Like, that bottom right over there. What you know? Lakeith stole your swag.
There's a picture of
me. That way, go back up.
Stole your shit,
go to the blue. That's a mugshot.
There's a picture of me and Abigail Spencer from Timeless when the show got canceled. And we had to do a press thing. She's wearing the most beautiful dress ever. I'm wearing nigga clothes because I was like, show's canceled. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all. It's like Vanity Fair. Like, I don't care. This is some other one I didn't care about. This one was gaining weight. I was gaining weight and doing Preacher. I did not care.
That one?
No, this one we're both dancing. It looks like ballet.
Is it just you two?
It's just us two, and it looks. We're doing a ballet pose, but the show in my head is canceled.
Yeah, you're like, you don't give a fuck.
I'm wearing like a
so you're
t-shirt.
Like, okay, you phoned in the outfit.
I phoned in the outfit. But she's wearing like a
red
really
carpet.
Nice, she's wearing like a Catherine Hepburn.
This red carpet.
It's a shoot.
what type of shoot?
Like a Vanity Fair, like a one of
Vanity
these.
Fair. It's
you phoned that shows up.
EW, I don't know what it is.
No wonder she wore a beautiful dress.
She wore a great dress. I wore sweatpants and a shirt.
So you were just mad that the show was canceled? Yes, yes. But you weren't like, this is Vanity Fair.
I did not care. I said, the show's over. So she's wearing a nice dress and she's going like
so
this.
So dismissive.
And I'm making fun of the poses she's doing, but wearing t-shirts. It's so stupid.
So you were just like, that's pretty funny. So you were just you were just like rebelling against the fact that the shit was canceled. You were like, I don't care. I'm gonna wear horrible stuff. And then everybody was like, this is Vanity Fair. So Malcolm now all the photos are just like, why is he wearing that?
Yes.
Malcolm showed up. They was like, so are you gonna change your clothes?
I said, No.
Where's your wardrobe?
I woke up in. That's what I wore to the shoot.
To Vanity Fair?
I have a lot of crackhead tendencies.
She wore Katharine Hepburn's inaugural dress. Jesus.
That's dope.
Really bad. I
like the rebellious tendencies.
I didn't care.
It shows.
Did not care.
That shit is dope in the moment, but then like five years after, it's just like, all you got is the photos.
It's when keeping it real goes wrong.
Like, but now it's just like, that's cool, man. Yeah, fuck them.
You know how I do.
Like, but then it's like 10 years. It's like, hey, this is a horrible album.
You got lucky to have another job.
I did. I have a lot of horrible pictures from when I was a super nigga who did not care.
We have a luckiest person.
Okay. Oh, we got time for that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think let's do it. Yeah. Right. This last story, this one is just, it's just a trip to me, man. I've seen this probably like four times over the last year. And every time it comes across my screen, I forget to save it. But this time I actually did. So. We're going to check this out right here. The headphones on. This is the luckiest man in the world. And I'm sure you guys have probably seen or heard about this story real quick.
Is the luckiest man to have ever lived on Earth. In 1962, Frayne was on a train that derailed and plunged into a river. All the 17 passengers of train drowned, while Frayne managed to escape the submerged train with a broken arm and hypothermia. And this was just the start of miracles in his life. During his first and only flight, a malfunction caused the plane's door to blow open. Frayne was sucked out of the plane, but miracle happened, and he landed on a haystack while the 19 passengers got killed.
Miracle happened. Yeah.
In another incident, a bus Frayne was riding skidded off the road into a river, but Frayne swam to shore with only minor injuries while four passengers drowned. To avoid crashing into a truck on a mountain road, he turned sharply and went off a cliff without a guardrail. He was ejected from the car and landed in a tree, and then watched his car fall 300 feet below. And in 2003, his luck took a positive turn, away from death, and he won $1 million in lottery. It's his world, and we're just surviving. Comment down your thoughts.
Wait. The fact him winning the lottery was like a button at the end.
Mm-hmm. Also, he had to pay taxes on all that damn money.
Hey, fuck all right. That.
Fuck all that. He still got 600 at least.
Wait. He was ejected from a plane and landed in hay like Assassin's Creed.
And I looked it up. Bro. I looked it up just to make sure it wasn't one like just a bullshit video. This is all real.
What type of cartoon shit is that?
Bro, he landed. He's the inspiration for Unbreakable.
For real. You know them cartoons where they be like falling off a cliff and landing in like a pillow factory? Yo, it'd be so like, yo, crazy. you got main character cartoon luck.
Also, I love how they depicted him like he's a fucking Mario brother. I don't think he looked like that the whole time.
And I mean, he wasn't the whole time, but he saw it at the end. That's
a 20-year difference.
But man, also, man. It's like, you just shouldn't leave the house.
Man.
Because every time you try to go somewhere, you're like, oh, I'm going to take a school bus.
That many deaths, you would like suspect that person, like, what does he have to do with this?
Yeah, you derailed
this train.
Yeah, like, you are Mr. Like, yo, everybody around you.
It's the opposite.
He's David Dunn. He's Bruce Willis's character.
Well, Mr. Glass was creating the accidents. And then you're right, Bruce Willis's character was surviving.
Was surviving them all.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce Willis too.
Well, Samuel Jackson was Mr. Glass, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that was the best part of that third movie, Split Glass.
Split.
Glass.
Split was in the same universe.
Split
was
the second.
I never saw that.
Mm-hmm. Split is the second, Glass is the third.
Mm. It's Unbreakable, Split Glass.
Glass. Yeah.
Damn, then I only saw Unbreakable. Yes. Unbreakable was boring.
Yeah, because you're just like,
was boring?
Unbreakable? It's not boring. It's like, it's slow.
Yeah.
You thought it was boring, when he started lifting weights and he was going to the stadium and all that, you thought that was...
I think the concept was really interesting, but I think just like, I was also very young at the time, but I saw it in theaters. Mm. What year did that come out?
I don't know, man.
Like,
I don't
before 2010, right?
Last year's.
I saw it in theater.
I think his first half of movies are amazing, and then the second half are not.
Nah, fuck that.
Happening changed every
He dropped Sixth Sense, and everybody went crazy.
Signs.
You're right. Okay, my bad. Mm-hmm. Sixth Sense was the one. Mm-hmm. Signs was like, it wasn't as popular, but it was really good. Mm-hmm. And then he started feeling himself. He started doing a lot of weird shit. And then I haven't liked the movie.
The Devil, I think, is that elevator movie. I think that was good.
That was
Yeah, that was him.
But then he did Avatar. So I will never forgive him for that.
He did that Avatar. Yeah.
You say you'll never forgive him for that?
That was the worst shit ever.
It's not good.
And
it was a little.
Which one? Oh, wait. The second one?
Airbender Avatar.
Oh, the racist one when it was like super. The one that was on Netflix.
The original
one. Yeah. Basically, all the dark skinned Indians are evil.
Yeah.
And then like the because Avatar is all Asian.
Oh, because Prince Zuko was Indian, right? In that.
Yeah. Dev Patel, I think.
Yeah.
But the original like the main characters are all different types of Asians, and then the actors wound up being different types of white. With a little sprinkle of
It reminded me of the Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, don't ever bring that movie. Oh my god.
Resurrection.
Oh my god, that movie was the worst.
That's what I was like. Happened, M. Night Shyamalan, I'm out.
Scoochie dried up. I'm sorry.
You're gonna get welcome to Chirac.
Don't ever bring that movie up.
Welcome to Chirac is coming.
I'm mad you made that sound.
You said you sound like the end of a Shannon Sharp tape.
Oh, wow.
That sound like the middle.
End?
That sound like the beginning.
All right, man. That's been another episode of Damn Internet You Scared. We want to thank our special guest, Malcolm Barrett, for stopping by again. I think it's Uber's close. And Mr. J. Washington, you want to let the people know where they can find you or anything you got coming up with?
Yeah, man. Mr. J. Washington, MRJAY. You should know how to spell Washington across social media. Please follow me there. Check out my special on YouTube, my stand-up special, Big Black and Nerdy. Check that out on my YouTube channel. Just type in J. Washington, Big Black and Nerdy. You can find that out. And anything else I got coming up, I always post it on social
media. Podcast, man. Ring the...
The bell ring. Not in that anymore.
Okay.
Cut that out. Yeah. Check out the Nancast with myself, Pap Johnson, and Chris Burns. Also, check out the Mad Titan podcast. I'm bringing that back where I get you caught up on all the things happening in the Marvel and DC live action cinematic universes.
There it is.
Let's go.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching. As always, up to hear more. We'll see you on the next episode.
That nigga doubled down.
That's just scary.